May the peace and security of our Lord Jesus keep you and strengthen you. Amen. Things are moving rather slowly as far as information being released as to what's really going on in our country, but I do believe we're on the brink of a breakthrough as we continue to press in and pray. The thought came to mind that some of you may wonder if the Third World War is going to become obvious when Miami is hit, or the Dome of the Rock, as the Lord has told us previously. The Lord may have put these thoughts in my mind because he answered them immediately. Jesus began, "Yes, they do ask that question, so I want you to tell them for me that because mercy was extended at that time, the wrath was canceled, that things will manifest in a different way now. Miami is still a target, but New York City is the greatest target. Yet with enough prayers and sacrifices, there is a chance that this will be delayed and held in abeyance until another time. But Claire, understand, the filth that is perpetuated in that city is a stench in my father's nostrils, and it is long overdue for destruction. Many are the cries of the innocent, many more than you can count, because of the rampant Satanism and destruction of the lives of innocent children, and that is without mentioning abortion. Indeed, blood runs in rivers from that city, and it is slated for destruction. I have tried many times to move my faithful ones out of that place, to no avail. And one of the determining factors postponing the destruction is the good that is countering the evil. Yet the balance is but a hair's breadth from destruction. You were never exposed to the deep darkness of brutal crimes against the innocent, so you have no way of knowing just how bad it is. But I can tell you this much. It is second only to hell. The screams that come from the depths of that city move all of heaven to tears. There is the direct evil and the indirect evil that is set into motion around the world that also cries out to my Father for justice. Nevertheless, prayers do prevail to some degree, but if you could see what we see, you would more fully understand how mercy has been stretched almost to its limits, if that were possible. You see, each day that goes by brings forth more and more evil until the justification for its existence is totally overwhelmed by pure evil. There are other cities as well, such as Charlotte, North Carolina, that are arising as a bastion of evil. Wherever the money is, evil is present in varying degrees. At this point, I was struggling to stay awake, which often hits me when he's speaking to me. Sometimes I fight through it, reprimand the demons behind it, or sometimes I am weak and take a nap. And when I wake up, I'm fresh. Jesus continued, "I know you are tired, my love, but I do long to speak with you. I long to dance with you. May I say, I just long for you, Claire, and unless you are with me in a deeper way, you too are miserable. Isn't that so?" "Yes, Lord, very much so. And he has been dancing with me lately. It's been very sweet. And of course, God is not miserable, but I know he misses me. He misses each one of you when you don't show up for prayer. I do want you to have more confidence in the visions and words I give you," he continued. "They are much more accurate than you suppose, and much goes by undetected as being from me, such as the bow of that naval vessel you saw. It too has meaning, but without confidence that I am speaking to you and showing you these things, you balk and question. which immediately shuts down the flow and the full disclosure of the vision I've given you. You have a ways to go to reinstate confidence in me, dearest. And yes, the card you picked has great significance, and it would be good for you to analyze it. And what he's talking about there are Rhema cards, little 3x5 note cards that I write scriptures and things down. And I've gone to my Rhema file card box, which I guess has a couple thousand cards in it by now, and I picked a random card that said, "We resist God's ways with all our hearts and poison the present with resentment of change and attempts to control the future. Learn to accept the now with trust in what I'm doing." Wow, that really hit the spot. I have been resentful over a soon-to-come rapture because I've just gotten in a position where I can completely devote myself to what is most important, and I have the freedom to complete my dreams, the dreams that you've given me, Lord. But it is true, my agitation is blocking that. I couldn't have gotten settled into this position much earlier, and here we are talking about leaving Earth with projects still hanging. Yes, I am very despondent about that, and yes, I am resisting you, Lord, and I feel the poison of resentment over this timing, and yes, I am praying for more time. Please, can you help me and expound on this more? He continued, "This poison stops even what little could be done in the time left to you. It is deep and strong and blocking even the creative flow from heaven for the present moment. I know you feel this. I know you don't like the feeling. And I think you know it's strangling the life out of your forward motion. All that you say is true, Lord. But I don't know how to deliver myself of this deep down frustration and resentment. Please help me." Now we are getting somewhere. We are getting to what is blocking you. You feel hopelessly caught in a time constraint, and you're not the only one. All who have become aware of the approach of the rapture, even those far removed from your channel, are also struggling with things they wanted to do for me before being taken. There is a universal sense of frustration because, as I told you years ago, what will begin here because of President Trump will circle the globe and set off a cleansing of all corrupt governments. Yes, this is the time of the Great Awakening. And the political movement is preceding the spiritual, which will soon come. When you gave your life to me, beloved, you gave it with no strings attached, right? Yes, Lord, that's true. So you had certain expectations about what we could do together before you were taken, right? Yes, Lord, very much so. Lots and lots of plans to fulfill lifelong dreams. Well, some of those dreams look like they're getting scrapped, while others have been fulfilled, such as this community. Yet you were questioning me on why I would allow this. That's very true, Lord. I still don't understand. Have you noticed the daily increase in earthquakes and volcanoes? Yes, but I know you could make those things slow down another 4 years so we can finish what we've started. You will have all eternity to do that, but you aren't thinking that way. And part of the reason is your feeling of failure with the opportunities you were given and not given. All you say is so true, Lord. Well, one very important point you are missing out on is my Father's timing and honoring His decisions. You are but one soul, yet millions on earth are suffering and will continue to suffer. We must hear the sufferings of these souls, and truly, there is a time to put an end to evil. You are living in that time. It is not our fault that you haven't always used your time wisely. Yet that was understood by us even from the beginning. In other words, we have covered for you, Claire. We have seen the failures, beloved, and we still love you and are pleased with you. You have tried very hard without understanding many of the influences that caused turbulence in your life, which you must overcome. Some are given boatloads of graces, others skiffs, others rowboats, others buckets. It is what you do with what you've been given that is important, and I love that you love me more than the world, more than anything or anyone in the world. You love me, and this is such a comfort to me. Even though you have not finished the other things you've begun to draw souls to me, yet I am pleased with your devotion and the fact that you've overcome much opposition and still cling to me. So many souls are weak, like you are, and yet I want them to know that I cherish them and receive all the love and adoration they shower on me, even though it seems but only a little to them. Much of your reckoning is still very much guided by how the world judges things. Oh, what you will see when I pull the veil back, and you will see the fruit we have brought forth together. It will be nothing like what you see with those who have attained fame in this world. It rather is an ocean of souls who have found refuge under my wings and in my arms. Yes, an ocean. What you do not understand is that so many are touched, yet hidden from you. They long to see how I deal with you when you've done the foolish things they do as well. Mostly they believe they are rejected. But that is so far from the truth. That is what Satan's workers tell them. He wants to separate them from me by making the Christian life seem unattainable. So he beats you over the littlest infractions and makes a state case over things that matter very little to me. I see the bent of your heart. I hear the sighs of repentance for lost time and graces. I rejoice when you come to me, even in what you feel is the most deplorable condition. You were explaining my love to a brother recently, and you made a good point when you said, God is always glad to see you. He is always in loving and receiving mode. Even as your dog waits for you at the door, wags his tail, and embraces you with joy, no matter what you've done or what you look like. And it is no coincidence that the word dog is spelled with the same letters as the word God. Truly, it is not an accident, because they have unconditional love in common. How do you feel about your cats when one of them goes in the bathroom and rips the toilet paper to shreds? Do you hate them for it? No, Lord, I laugh and adore them no matter what they do. Except when they hiss at each other or fight, then I'm disappointed with their behavior. Jesus continued, just so, that's exactly how I feel, to the letter. You do things that are comical and sometimes even wasteful, but I do not turn away from you because you ruined something. Rather, I feel compassion because I know how disappointed you get with yourself. However, when you beat a fellow servant, I feel sadness and disappointment, just as you do with your little loved ones. Heart dwellers, I want you to understand fully. There is not a moment that goes by when a demon is not tormenting you with thoughts or planning the next thing they can do to separate you from me. You live in a war zone that is always active. That is why when a soul goes to heaven, they are overwhelmed with peace and joy, because for once in their lives, they are not being pelted with fiery darts, poisoned with self-hatred. That is why I speak on this so many times, because you will never fully understand why you struggle with depression and lack of joy or inspiration. When you feel that way, all I want to do is embrace you and smother you in my love and gratitude that you are truly mine and that you truly do care for me and want to live a life pleasing to me. That is why you walk around with darts piercing your body and mind. You want to live for me, and they hate you for that. They know if you get close to me, I will love on you and heal you, inspire you, reinstate you, encourage you, pick you up and put you on your own 2 feet again. So their favorite line of attack is to make you feel worthless and rejected by me. No matter what you've ever done, you are never worthless. I died on the cross for you, a death full of torment, because I love you and want you in heaven with me. I knew you would never pay the price for your sins, so I did. And for this, Satan hates you and studies carefully how to make you fall or fail, so that he can drag you down into hell with his miserable self. There is nothing in your life that has happened to you, that you have done, that you have failed to do, that I cannot heal in just a few moments, holding you in my arms, if you will let me. I know your wounds go deep. I know your self-hatred goes deep. And I gave the blood from my body to heal those places and elevate you into my reality of joy, thanksgiving, and deep gratitude and unconditional love just for your very being. What you do or do not do does not enter into this any more than what your pet cat does or doesn't do. I'm using a cat here as an illustration, because they are notoriously aloof and do their own thing, unresponsive. You love them because you love them, and nothing changes that, even when they're naughty or aloof. I could speak to you for days about what I feel, and you'd only just begin to understand the depth, the width, and the height of all-consuming love I have for you, for each of you. That is why I repeat myself so often. My dear ones, you need to be reminded. Truly, you are precious to me, and I have planned so many good things for you, both here on earth and in heaven. Yes, I have gone to prepare a place for you, and what a place it is. It will astound you. And finally, I will be able to take in and enjoy your realization of my all-consuming love for you. When you see down to the littlest details the things I thought of when I was preparing a place for you, you will begin to understand the very depths of my love, my recognition, and my gratitude for every sacrifice you have made for me and my kingdom. I long for that day, truly I do, because I know you will at last understand what it means to be loved by your God, your Creator, the one who knows when you stand and when you sit and when you fall, and loves you to distraction all the same. Oh, how I long for that day. And for some of you, it is coming very soon. So what is the point here? I want you to be so secure in my love that even when you eat that piece of pie you wanted to offer to me during Lent, you will still come running to me in prayer. You will still be overwhelmed by the joy of my company. And you will greet me with joy and delight, not turning away or hiding in shame. This is not license to be careless in your offerings, rather to realize that you could have done better, but I still long to be with you. And in time, because of this knowledge of my love for you, you will grow in strength to make greater sacrifices without such struggles. You do not really know this, but there has never been a time on this earth when demons were so active in trying to rip my bride out of my arms. Oh, how they hate every one of you, and their entire agenda is to separate you from me and drag you down into hell, telling you that you don't deserve God and he doesn't love you. You're hopeless. But my beloved ones, you must cling to these words of hope and hide them deep in your heart, where the enemy cannot steal them from you. Pour over them when you are flagging in strength. Let them revive your confidence in my love, and that I am never against you, but always for you, always on your side, always sending you graces and strengthening you for the next step. You are heading into an eternity of joy, and you have reason to lift up your head and rejoice. For I am with you, and I am for you. We are doing this together, and we will succeed.